Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Finney. Batting second. The second baseman, Rabbit Wurstler. Batting third. The center fielder, Wally Moses. Batting fourth. The right fielder, George Puccinelli. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Skeeter Newsom. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Harry Kelly. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Harry Kelly. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting second. The right fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The center fielder, Dixie Walker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tony Pete. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Whitehead. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Whitehead. And now, play ball. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehead fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a fly ball into left field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is called out on strikes. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker takes first base on ball four. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Walker. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. Walker steals second. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Walker scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Newsom fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. George Puccinelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puccinelli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Higgins moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. Higgins moves to third. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehead fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. John Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sewell moves to second. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground that hits Sewell. Sewell is out and Krivic is safe at first. There goes Sewell trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Whitehead moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Harry Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 1 in the game. Finney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0 for 1 in the game. Wurstler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Finney moves to second. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete misplays the ball. That's an error on Pete. Finney moves to third. Wurstler moves to second. George Puccinelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puccinelli is 0 for 1 in the game. Puccinelli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Finney scores. Wurstler moves to third. Moses moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Athletics, 1, White Sox, 1. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Higgins is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. Haas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Walker is called out on strikes. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bonura strikes out. There goes Haas. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Haas scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Appling. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. Appling steals second. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0 for 1 in the game. Pete strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0 for 1 in the game. Newsom bunts towards the mound. Whitehead juggles the ball. That's an error on Whitehead. Johnson moves to second. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes bunts towards third. Dykes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnson moves to third. Newsom moves to second. Harry Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly hits a fly ball into left field. Krivic catches it for the out, and throws it away. That's an error on Krivic. Johnson scores. Newsom moves to third. Hayes moves to second. One out. It's Athletics, 2, White Sox, 2. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Pete settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wurstler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehead fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Whitehead hits a line drive towards short. Newsom reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 2 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Puccinelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puccinelli is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Puccinelli hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pete settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics too, and the White Sox too. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-1 in the game. Newsom is called out on strikes. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops it up and throws to first, with Whitehead covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0-for-2 in the game. Pete hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. Dykes is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Harry Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wurstler hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whitehead hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a fly ball into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-3 in the game. Moses hits a pop-up towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Puccinelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puccinelli is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Puccinelli is called out on strikes. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bonura hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Moses. Bonura reaches second base with a double. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Worstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bonura moves to third. 2 outs. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0 for 3 in the game. Pete hits a line drive into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehead fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0 for 2 in the game. Newsom hits a line drive towards third. Dykes reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Harry Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Kelly is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 3 in the game. Dykes hits a fly ball into right field. Puccinelli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 3 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Whitehead bunts towards the mound. Kelly fields it and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to second. 2 outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a line drive into right field. Puccinelli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehead fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rabbit Worstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worstler is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Worstler bunts towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Finney moves to second. 1 out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 4 in the game. Moses is walked intentionally. George Puccinelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puccinelli is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Puccinelli hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. P. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Appling fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a line drive into right field. Puccinelli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Walker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Bonura hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Worstler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a line drive into right field. Puccinelli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-3 in the game. Newsom hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Newsom. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Newsom steals second. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Harry Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kelly hits a line drive into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0-for-4 in the game. Pete hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-4 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Rabbit Worstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worstler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Worstler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. George Puccinelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moses. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Pete applying the tag. Two outs. George Puccinelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puccinelli is 0 for 5 in the game. He's got one RBI. Puccinelli takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Puccinelli moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Appling fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. John Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Worstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Krivic moves to second. Two outs. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Worstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Newsom hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hayes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harry Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 5 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kelly hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 2 for 6 in the game, with two singles. Finney hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Bonura hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a line drive into right field. Puccinelli picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Puccinelli. Appling moves to second. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0 for 5 in the game. Pete takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 5 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Worstler fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Appling moves to third. Pete moves to second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Worstler catches it and throws to third to double up Appling. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Wurstler hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-5 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Puccinelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puccinelli is 0-for-5 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Puccinelli takes first base on ball 4. Moses moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. John Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Whitehead takes first base on ball 4. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 2-for-6 in the game, with two singles. Krivic bunts for an out with unknown description. Whitehead moves to second. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. Haas takes first base on ball 4. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Walker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 2-for-6 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Bonura takes first base on ball 4. Whitehead moves to third. Haas moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-6 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Whitehead scores. Haas moves to third. Bonura moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Philadelphia Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.